Today is Monday, October 14th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. And we are streaming live over at Pride48.com because I was just doing Survivors Ready, and we were live on Pride48.com, and so I just stayed on there. So welcome to all of the millions of live listeners to the show. All right. Well, I was told by Big Fatty just a second ago that I was supposed to give a mushy pee report about the England trip. And I'll just say that there were no mushy peas. So first of all, when I travel... Well, I think, like I said last time, I think I've become a complete, like, boring traveler when I'm alone, because I literally, like, I'm an introvert anyway, so I literally stayed to myself. I didn't talk to anyone unless I absolutely had to. And then, you know, and then I went straight back to the hotel, and other than, like, catching some Pokemon and doing some things like that, And I didn't really, I don't want to go to restaurants alone for some reason. And a lot of times I'm like, I don't feel like dressing up. I don't want to go to a nice restaurant. When it's with Mark, we're going together and we're both getting dressed up and it's an event. But when I'm by myself, I'm going to go sit by myself. And I've been to London so many times. I will say this. So I really enjoy the living in, air quotes, a location, acting like someone who actually lives there rather than acting like a tourist. So I don't really enjoy as much of the, oh, I've got to find the best restaurant or the best breakfast, you know, or I've got to find the best museum to go to, all that. I just like to go to a grocery store, you know, and buy something. I like to just ride the tube around and, you know, do that and just be like a normal, regular person. And because I lived in London, like, I've done all of the touristy things before, so I didn't do any of that. And eating, honestly, I did eat British food, but I pretty much stuck to British faster food stuff. So, like, I ate a couple of times at Pret a Manger, which is a sandwich place. And I'm not sure if it originates in England, but as far as I know, we don't have them here. Or if we do, we only have a very few that are, like, in big cities. We certainly don't have them here in Arkansas. So I ate there, you know, I ate, actually, while I was at the conference, I ate the conference provided food. So I ate conference food. I ate room service when I was back in the hotel room. In Amsterdam, I ate at a little sandwich shop, a club sandwich and some fries, and ended up getting food poisoning. So there you go. Anyway, so I did. Now, my first night in Amsterdam, I'm not sure if I must have mentioned this. But I found a bakery that was open at like midnight or 12:30. And because I had just been walking around like catching Pokemon and stuff like that the first night I got in because I wasn't sleepy yet. And they had macarons and cream puffs and like everything you can possibly imagine. And so I did get some bakery items that first night in Amsterdam. Anyway, so, but no mushy peas. No, you know, and I like peas, but I've never had mushy peas. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe one day I'll have them. And I love mashed potatoes. I like mashed cauliflower. I'm a fan of creamy mashed things. I'm a fan of a puree. I like a carrot puree. I like a parsnip puree. But I've never had mushy peas that I know of. Anyway, so... Not much happened. I know the last time I recorded, I'm like, I was super nervous about getting up early. So around 10:30, I turned all the lights out in my room. I think I turned on the mood lighting. I had a really good view of the Thames River out of my window. And so I think I left the window open so I could see the view, but I put on a podcast and I put it on low, you know, just like an NPR type thing. to kind of soothe me to sleep. And I was actually able to go to sleep, thank God. And then I had set my alarm for 3:30 in the morning. So I went ahead and, again, after I recorded, I packed everything. So I just left out my toiletries and the outfit that I was wearing for the next day. Everything else I packed. And so I was going to have very little packing to do in the morning. And so I set my alarm for, I think I set one for 3:15 and one for 3:30. And so then I was able to go to sleep around 10:30, and my alarm went off, you know, it seemed like no time later at 3:15. I was able to get myself up out of bed, thank goodness. I also set a wake-up call, and so I was going to be extra sure that I got up because I did not want to miss a plane, an international flight, because those are expensive. So I decided to, instead of doing Uber or Black Cab, I decided I felt well enough to take the train or take the tube. And I Googled it and I found out the tube was open that I wanted to take. So I walked. I called and asked if I needed to check out, if I needed to go to the desk. And they said, no, we've got your credit card. Everything's fine. So I walked to the Vauxhall train tube station and got my first tube train, and then went to Victoria. And then at Victoria, I changed over to Pimlico line. And that one, I needed to go 18 stops, but the tube goes all the way to Heathrow. So you don't even have to get a separate train. And so I got that, and it was actually pretty busy for how early it was in the morning. But anyway, so I got that. And sorry, my music is not as loud as it normally is, so I'm really confused. But anyway, so I got that and rode it 18 stops, which took about half an hour. And I made it to the airport about, I want to say, I don't know, it was probably about 5:30 in the morning. And I was able to go through security, check in. I had to check in. I had a little bit of an experience with the guy at the check-in because I went to customer service and I said, hey, I need to change my name because the app wouldn't let me check in because I think I told you guys already my whole name situation where normally I put Adam on everything and I forgot. But when you're booking international flights, your ticket really has to match exactly your passport. And when I tried to check in on the app, it said, we can't check in because your name doesn't match. And I thought that had already been taken care of when I checked in on my way to London. And I thought, ugh, you know, they didn't do it for both the trip there and the trip back. So I need to go. So I went to customer service and he's like, sir, we don't change names once you get here. You'll just have to deal with that when you get over to customs when you get to the U.S., And I said, well, I've had this problem before where they said they weren't going to let me on the plane at all. And so I just wanted to make sure. And he's like, well, we don't, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so whatever. And I said, well, I couldn't check in on the app. So whatever you need to do, I need to be able to check in. So he's like, well, I can check you in, sir. And so he checked me in. Well, it seems what happened was they still had me in their system under Adam Burns, but they had changed the ticket to Joseph Adam Burns. And that's the reason it wouldn't let me check in, because something in their system still had Adam, but they had changed my name. So I don't know. It was so weird. Anyway, so I got that taken care of. And then I had to go check in my luggage. And so I went to check in my luggage, and that didn't take very long. There wasn't a line, so that was fine. And then I went through security. And again, it was a fairly organized process. There was nothing. And so once I got inside, then I was like, okay, I'm going to buy Mark a t-shirt now. I don't know who all waits. I want to know, do any of my listeners wait until they get to the airport, leaving the place that they've gone to buy their souvenirs? So, I mean, I have an excuse because I was sick and I didn't want to get out of the hotel because I was trying to recuperate before I had to make this long 8-hour flight. Because I didn't want to be throwing up on the airplane. So anyway, so I found a really cute shirt in a British shop. And I took care of all of that. And so anyway, then I bought a magnet just because we didn't need another London magnet, but I found a cute one. So I bought that. And then I went to my gate. And then the flight was pretty, you know, not really eventful. It was 8 hours going back instead of, it was like 7.5 going over there. And it was like 8 hours and 15 minutes coming back. But everything, we left on time, like everything was fine. My seat was all right. Nothing really interesting about the people who were sitting next to me. The woman next to me, though, was doing a craft project the whole time. She was making frayed jeans by cutting slices in the jeans and then taking a tweezers and pulling the threads, like individually pulling each thread. And so I'm not really sure, like, you know, what was going on there, but I found it interesting. She probably thought that I was staring at her a couple of times because I'm like, what is this woman doing? Anyway, so then I had a layover in Chicago and then my flight back to Arkansas, and that was it. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and you can find many more episodes.
So, until next time, lovies.
Thanks for listening. Kisses. That's why I was having audio issues. All right. Well, you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.